Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Had an outfit change.
Hmm? Oh, yeah, you did.
I like the shirt.
Kelly Raspberry bought me the Mom Spaghetti shirt that Eminem designed.
Oh, my gosh, and it's out of crop.
Limited edition.
Yeah, they made like 600 or something and they were gone or something. I forget how many it was.
Good for you, Kelly.
It fits, Kelly.
JC, the appropriate size.
Kind of large.
That's weird because all my shirts are large.
Yeah, okay, she's medium.
But look at it.
All my shirts are large.
No tummy's hanging out.
I'm going to start calling you Jay Schmedium.
He's going to shrink it.
We're large.
Yeah, Jay Schmedium.
If you haven't washed it yet, it could shrink.
It will shrink.
There's hope.
Don't tie a knot in the back.
My son's been weird because he like Jenna. Yeah. Jenna ties her shirts
so
in the back.
I do because I have like a very short torso, so I got to tie my shirt.
My son has this thing now where he does not wear shirts because he's growing. He won't wear shirts that go past his belt line. So he wants his shirts to basically be tiny on him.
He wants to show his belly.
Yeah, like that.
No, he just wants it to...
To the point where he's like, he has fits if I ask him to wear a shirt that fits.
Well, you don't wear jackets past your... waistline. Okay. So it's cool.
Learned it from you, Dad.
Maybe he'll be a designer when he grows
maybe.
Up.
Maybe.
Yeah.
That's how designers...
He does like art. He likes drawing. That's his thing right now. We got love letters to Kelly coming up in about 20 minutes. All your love questions, all million of them, will be answered.
Wow. Maybe three or four today.
Yeah. We better start now.
We're chipping away with
I'm
Kelly Raspberry.
I'm happy to answer them, but just not a million today.
Oh, okay, Kelly. Sorry. We'll cut it down.
Kelly,
to
you could, since you love Facebook Live so much, that would be a fun thing for you to do.
I could do
some of the like post show. You could get to more letters.
Yeah, here's the thing about Facebook Live. I love doing it, but people go on Facebook Live and just say, "Hey, hey, 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 hey,
right.
hey."
You so want I questions?
Mean, I would rather talk to you. You know,
yeah.
And so I, you know, and have little conversations.
Let's
you know
do what? One of those. We could do a Facebook Live love letters with some of the ones we don't get to on the show.
You know, it'd be cool. And I don't know if Facebook can do this. I was thinking about it last time I did Facebook Live. If you're doing Facebook Live and you can click on somebody's name, and then they pop up on the screen, so you could have a one-on-one conversation with that person while everybody's still watching.
Oh.
So you can go basically like we do, going from caller to caller, but you're going screen to screen, and they still can listen and watch you guys talk.
I wish they would make Facebook Live where you could do it from your laptop.
Yeah,
you have to do it from your phone or your iPad.
You can do it from your laptop.
I can't.
Really?
Show me how.
You can do it from your
iPad.
That doesn't seem to make a whole lot of sense because we have a camera on there.
I tried it and it wouldn't let me. Now, maybe I'm, let's just be honest, I don't know.
You're not technically savvy.
That's
I'm not
true.
Technically savvy.
Yeah.
But the last time I tried, I couldn't do it. Somebody said, you can't do it from your laptop. You have to do it from your phone. That's why when we do it for a Dish Nation,
I said,
why can't I do it from a laptop?
Uh-huh.
Said, you can't.
I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know that. I don't know the answer to that.
I think I've done it one time from there.
Let me see. Status. Check in. Choose the.
We can figure it out
right
now.
Yeah, there's no.
Nothing to
There's no Facebook Live on Facebook on the laptop.
I guess it's iOS devices only is what Trey's telling me.
What does iOS mean?
Wow.
You know.
The platform on the
iPhone.
Why can't a laptop have iOS?
That's a question I'm not ready to answer at this moment.
So I was right.
Moment.
You can't do it from your laptop.
Right. You have to do stuff from the iOS is the operating system on phones and iPads, where your OS is on your computer. It's the operating system.
Right then.
If it's on a laptop, it's bigger. It's, you know.
Nerd thanks, Trey.
Trey, thank you for showing your value
you.
Right now.
That Trey just got hot points with the girls because he knew technology. Look at this guy
There's
over there.
Trey.
He's got a little swag going on
He's
right now.
A computer
now.
Nerd and, and loves peanut butter.
He does love peanut butter. Justin.
Ooh, do you love crunchy or smooth?
What do you like?
It is smooth or nothing.
Smoother.
What?
I love crunchy.
Shout
out.
I'm a crunchy kind of guy.
Shout out, Trey.
My daughter won't eat crunchy either.
Why?
I don't know. She likes smooth.
Smooth just gets stuck all over your mouth.
I love crunchy.
Stuff.
I like crunch and stuff.
Yeah. I need a little crunch here in my life.
I'm smooth.
I'll eat smooth.
If you want some crunch in your life, Justin's got it for you.
Yes. All the crunch.
This time tomorrow, we'll hear Justin with another part-time job.
Oh yeah,
at the horse racetrack.
Yeah, I was just best friends with all those horses.
I bet you were, Justin.
Uh huh.
Justin taught me a new game. What was that game you taught me?
Oh,
yesterday?
The game that we played was Ninja, and I learned it in high school. It's
play.
A fun game.
It's like that, you know, that game where you slap hands,
yeah.
where you have them hovering
mercy.
Over the other
yeah,
person's
mercy.
Head. Yeah, mercy or whatever. You gotta slap them.
Right.
This one is like you go ready, set. Ninja, and you get whatever fighting pose you want to get into, and when you swing your arm to hit the other person's hand, it has to stay where you finish. So you're constantly moving and getting stuck.
Wait. And JC won the first two times he played.
I'm even really not need to demonstrate that.
We'll do it on Kid TV.
I was going to say, I'm even watching you do it, and I don't get it. I can't imagine how it sounds translated on the radio. That's hard to understand.
We'll try to play on Kid TV if you want to learn the new cool game
that
everybody's playing.
Maybe during the commercial break. Everybody can go ahead and log on.
Oh, yeah.
Or after Kelly Raspberry's love letters to Kelly.
Oh, you wanted to wait till after love letters, Justin?
Or we can do it right after. So she's like, oh, and this is your love advice. And then now watch Justin and JC play Ninja.
Okay, on a Facebook Live. Okay, yeah. We have all sorts of ideas.
Yes, there we go.
We're working it out as we go.
Hey, you can watch everything we're doing always right now at Kid TV.
Where'd you learn that game, Justin?
I learned it in theater in high school. So that's what
really?
We would do. Yeah. So what we would do to get our adrenaline going and get energy going.
Slap each other.
We would slap each other just a little.
Yes.
So what's going on, Justin?
So I've been on Twitter lately, and there's this huge trend that just happened at the end of May, and it's SpongeBob. It's Caveman SpongeBob. And it was one of my favorite episodes when I was little. And so what it was is SpongeBob and Patrick are back in time. They're cavemen.
Okay.
Oh, there we go. Come on, song. All right.
SpongeBob SquarePants. SpongeBob SquarePants.
Nonsense be something you wish.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Drop on the deck and flop like a fish.
SpongeBob SquarePants. SpongeBob SquarePants. SpongeBob SquarePants. SpongeBob SquarePants. SpongeBob SquarePants.
Wow.
I don't
know. Al, you didn't participate.
Al and Jenna, how dare you?
I didn't know. I know who SpongeBob SquarePants is. I've never seen it, so I couldn't join in. I was like deer in headlights. I don't know.
One more time.
Oh, my God.
No.
And his laugh to SpongeBob's laugh was like,
hey!
That's how he laughs.
All right, so I'm not missing out.
SpongeBob.
All right, so what's the trend?
So, yeah, there's this trend, and it's SpongeBob, and it's whenever he was a caveman, and he just looks lost or confused or just like, girl, what did you say? And so people are using this is going to be the new meme. This is already the new meme,
the hot new meme.
You're going to see it everywhere. It might be on shirts, it might be on screensavers, desktop backgrounds, you name it. But it's Caveman SpongeBob, and you should start using it. Look on your Twitter, look on your Facebook, look on your iFunny, look at your Tumblr, all of them. And what you're going to see, and just it's like I tweeted one yesterday or the day before. It says, when you forgot to tell Google Maps to avoid the tolls, but you get on the toll anyway. Mm. And your face is like, what? Because I ain't got no toll tag.
So it's always in a moment.
Who creates? Who
where
says,
you're confused? I mean, what's the appropriate use for the meme?
It's when you're confused. It's whenever you're just a little bit angry. It's whenever you're like, wait, what?
Is it the new little girl that was in the back of the car with that face? Like the stink face? Like what's going on?
Yeah, it's sort like of that, like girl. That. It's like that, and then it's supposed to throw some shade and more be confused. It's a lot of emotions going on, but it's right
I
now.
I see,
it's,
when you graduate but don't know what to do with your life now, and it's SpongeBob looking perplexed.
I want to find the origin of the memes. Like, who is the person that gets to start all these?
The meme king?
Yeah.
Or queen?
There's got to be a meme king.
I would think so.
That it's,
I can easily find this for you. Yeah, no, like I can look up first meme ever.
Yeah, because we can trace the first back. YouTube video ever, which
right?
was very boring.
Yeah, it was about which a one dog, was, right?
It was like going to see an elephant or something.
It was a zoo, yeah.
Oh. First trip at the zoo.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. It was really boring. But I guess they were just trying to, you know, they could have used that to really make a statement. It was just,
they were testing it out.
Yeah.
And the most popular video for a long time was the dancing.
The history of dance.
The history of dance.
The most popular, the most watched YouTube video is Gangnam Style.
It still is.
It is. It is.
How is it, like 100 million or something?
I think it's in the.
Is it
well,
in
maybe
billions?
Your ninja slapping will replace that if we can get that
we'll
on
see.
YouTube.
But so that's trending, and you know what else y'all were talking about? That's also trending
what?
Is that strawberry acai thing. Yeah. So I'm going to go get that and some other things from the secret menu Starbucks, and we're going to try some of them.
Yay.
That's great.
But I need to know what do you have? Are allergies or are we afraid of nuts or are we
dairy for me, but you can get coconut milk.
Yeah.
Coconut milk.
That acai thing, I think, comes with coconut milk.
I'm
just allergic to walnuts, pecans, and macadamia nuts.
No walnuts.
Wow, you guys, there are 200. How about a Teddy Grahams Frappuccino?
Yum.
There's a lot on the list.
I'm allergic to
that.
I'm allergic to bees and freshly cut grass.
Bees? Okay, you don't have to worry about that.
I just found out.
Yeah.
I just found out.
And cutting your own yard.
I'd like to try the pink Starburst.
Ooh, that's the. I think that's the pink. It's a different one.
Yeah, it's a different one. Mm-hmm.
But I'm gonna go get that. And also, guys, don't worry. But lunch is on me tomorrow. Okay.
Oh, really?
So don't worry about spending nothing. But Payway was really happy, and so they want to pay us with lunch.
They fired you after one day.
By the way,
it was sort of a mutual parting of the ways.
They decided it wasn't a good fit.
Okay.
But Justin's been talking about this for days, you guys.
I know.
He's so proud of himself that he got somebody to give us food.
Yes, I'm so excited because y'all bring food in all the time. So now it's like lunch on Justin. Everyone get your chopsticks ready. We're about to go down on some orange peel shrimp chicken. It's just orange peel shrimp, isn't it? Okay, orange peel shrimp.
See, that's why you're not working there anymore. You don't have a menu.
Orange peel shrimp.
Trying to promote.
That's what we're
going to
get.
You know, just short.
You did okay.
But I'm really excited. So you better be hungry tomorrow.
That's why you got fired. You couldn't remember the name of the items on the menu.
Kelly, there was a lot on that.
Kelly, you're going to have to try the iced raspberry latte.
Oh, yeah. I will. I really want to try that strawberry acai coconut milk thing.
Yeah, okay.
I do.
He'll get that.
We'll just all
we'll
sample
get
it
some.
All. Yeah.
All right, we'll talk about it in a minute.
It's on the boss. George is buying all that.
Good.
Yeah.
Look at that.
It's time for Love Letters to Kelly coming up next. And Kelly, someone found something on her husband's phone.
Oh.
Why you looking? Oh. Why you looking?
Don't look
boy.
If you don't want to find it.
And they need your help with how to handle it.
Oh, great.
All right,
oh,
we'll do
boy.
That next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We didn't get to play in the ninja game on Kid TV last break because Justin went to Starbucks to get us a bunch of stuff from the secret menu. Which is cool. Which is fine. And people were asking me like, oh, I missed the secret menu from Starbucks. It's a secret.
No, you can Google it. It's everywhere.
You can?
There's actually, but I think the concern is more does the barista know everything? So you might have to show them what's in it. But they have the stuff to make all these secret drinks.
From my understanding, it's not official. These aren't official items at Starbucks. They were just created by Starbucks goers.
Yeah, you
and
gotta
they become
goers.
Popular.
I mean, they have like 30
customers.
30 flavors in there of syrup, so they can get really creative.
Yeah.
But you might have to tell them what you want. But yeah, just Google it. It's all over the internet.
And we got quick and easy cash coming up this hour.
All right.
All you got to do is answer 10 questions. You answer 10 questions about pop culture and our show, and you get $1,000. And if you don't happen to answer all of them, we'll have somebody waiting so they could sweep it up. Lauren won $200 yesterday, and then Betsy came in, and that question we gave them stumped them. But that's the one we start with today. So it pays to listen.
That's what you have to do. You can't really study, but you can listen.
Yeah. You could, at least you'll have that question.
Yes, you could. Theoretically, you could study. You could go back and listen to some old shows and K-pop and whatnot, but you never know what these questions are going to be. They're completely random.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this one, it was one of those questions where it makes you think.
Yeah.
Did you know it, Al? The one that we left off on? Did you know the answer to
no.
it? You didn't know it? Okay.
No.
Kelly knew it.
Well, I had the answer in front of me.
Yeah. Oh, because you're reading the questions.
I am Alex
Trebek. Over there.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Superior.
Mm-hmm. Condescending because you know all
Very
the answers.
Very condescending.
All right, so we'll make it tough on you right now, Kelly, because you don't have the answers to this in front of you.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's time for
Love Letters. Love Letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm a confused 29-year-old mom with an 8-year-old daughter. Me and my boyfriend of 2 years just moved from my big hometown to his small hometown. We made the move so he could help raise his 3 kids. To make a long story short, I feel like I might have made a mistake by making such a big commitment. His daughter that's 2 years older than my daughter is a bully. Now, I know kids are going to be kids, but there's a difference between being a kid and being a bully. I don't want this kind of behavior to make my daughter grow up to feel insecure about herself. Should I end the relationship and move back home, Nancy?
Well, I mean, her world has been rocked. You know, her dad's back in her life. There's resentment there probably because, you know, your daughter's there and he's probably got a relationship with her, which makes her jealous. I mean, to walk away from a relationship when you haven't really addressed the bullying situation first, you know, I mean, all the family needs to sit down together. Maybe all the family needs to go to counseling. Mm. Are you just going to stay dating this guy? Are you living together with him? Are the other kids outside the home so they see... She sees her dad with this girl full time and she only gets him part of the time. I mean, there's a lot of variables here. I don't know.
Sure.
I wouldn't say it's worth just turning around and going back home without at least exploring some therapy and getting to this girl's feelings first. That's tough.
It's tough.
I mean, when we, Emma Kelly is the product of a divorced family, and I feel so guilty about that. And there's a lot of stuff that she does that I have to say, well, it's my fault, you know, because I couldn't make a marriage work.
Right.
And so I have a lot of guilt with that, but I just can't walk away. You got to address the problem.
True that.
Try to fix it. Or, you know, if you don't have, I mean, it sounds like you're not that committed to the relationship then if you're just willing to move back home. I don't understand where your head is right now.
Of course that's going to be tough with a 10-year-old girl but when the going just getting gets, attention now from her own dad.
Yeah, when the going gets tough, that's when you find out what your relationship is made of.
That's true, too.
Mm-hmm.
Well said.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
This one's going to make the ladies mad right here, I think.
Uh-oh.
Good.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I am a 30-year-old married mother of three. I recently found a video in my husband's phone of another girl he had recorded without her permission while she was standing in line at the post office.
Oh.
People go to the post office still, by the way.
It
was only a video of her butt. She was, it's not funny. She was in very tight yoga pants. I'm trying not to blow up, but I feel very disrespected, and I feel sorry for this girl as well. His actions were really, really creepy.
Let me see the butt, dude.
Oh, that's tight.
I confronted him about the video, and he just got super angry. How should I handle this? Because right now, I have 1 foot out that door.
Oh, don't you be Lee. Oh, come on. Now you're going to blow this up to bigger than it should be. How many times have you seen somebody, I can't believe what she's wearing, and I will sneak a picture just so I can show everybody later. Maybe, did she have a big panty line and he thought it was disgusting? Maybe she just had a really hot butt, and he's like,
that's
dang.
That's a hot butt.
But are you really going to leave your marriage? Because he filmed a woman without her permission. We take people's pictures without permission all the time.
But that's so a video of her standing in line.
Well, dude, people do that. I wouldn't
nice
leave
butt.
A marriage over it.
Yeah, right.
And he is violent. He is rightfully angry. You went through his things.
Right. Yeah.
I get that. That's a,
you shouldn't be a cheat, you know, cheating or something.
Like, what was she doing? It sounds like he just
took a picture of a nice butt. Okay, it was a video.
A video, or a nice butt. We don't know. Was it a horrible butt? Was it one of those women who should not be wearing yoga pants?
It says she was wearing very tight yoga pants, which means it was looking good.
It was a nice butt. All right?
That's
probably
not
was a nice butt.
A marriage over it.
The man's like, oh, my fellas, I'm not going to believe
the
butt on this
girl. The worst thing your man does in your relationship is check out other hot girls.
Out the door.
I mean, it is creepy that he does that.
Check your anger. You're going to destroy. Okay.
I just sat here and
told you how guilty I feel over my divorce and my poor daughter. You're going to take three kids away from their dad because of one video that he got on his phone. Y'all need to work this out.
Yeah, you've got a golden... If that's the worst thing your man has done, you got a good man.
He's a butt addict.
It doesn't make him a perv. I don't think one thing... Now, if he's going around...
That's pervy. You
that's
can't
not
say
that pervy.
Kelly Raffner.
That is not that pervy.
If he's got multiple...
If a woman's walking around with tight yoga pants, she's going to get looked at.
Yeah, if he has an album in his photo album called Yoga Pants...
That's a different thing.
That's different. If he's got a collection... If he's got like a camera underneath his shoe and he's going up under skirts, that's a perv.
Different.
But a butt's hanging out there for him to video or take a picture of.
Whether we're taking a picture with an actual phone or not, video or not, we're taking a video in our head.
Yeah, I don't like that he did it. I wouldn't be thrilled. Let me just be honest. Let me just say, I'm not saying what he did was right.
Because it's not.
But it's not worth ending a marriage
over, is what I'm saying. Right.
You need to work that out.
If he's done it once, I guarantee you he's done it more than once.
Let me just tell you how much fun. That is not
going to be the only time I'm going to take a picture of a butt.
That
it's not.
It's an outstanding butt. I mean, like an award-winning five-star butt. I don't blame the man.
It's creepy.
JC, you will never believe this. Let me take this picture. Woo-wee. JC, check his butt out. How many times have you seen a butt on Facebook?
You were in line, let me just say.
Okay. I want to see it.
Kim Kardashian is standing in front of you.
Okay.
You're like, oh my God. It is as big as they say it is.
Sure.
Boom.
You're not going to take out your phone so you can show everybody?
Right. No. Dang, it's pervy.
JC.
I would not take my phone out and take a... No.
I would.
People do it all the time.
Always.
Well, they're pervs.
I would Snapchat it.
Not.
I would Snapchat it and add stickers to it.
If you take a picture of just a butt, you're a freaking perv.
No, you're not. If it's one of those butts like, oh my God, I can't believe this really exists.
And I bet you that woman, she might not tell anybody. She's like, I'm about taking a picture of my butt.
No, I wouldn't. I don't know about that.
I mean, she'd be kind of proud.
I guarantee you she would not be very happy if there was just a camera lens zoomed in on her butt.
I would search his Google history, though.
Right.
Because you never know.
That is definitely a little bit of smoke right there.
Well, if she saw one, don't you think she went through there and checked to see if there were more? If there were more,
she didn't stop at one.
If there were more, she would have said that in this letter. That's just one video, one butt. That's just two little cheeks.
Dude, that's
I bet you that was an award-winning, that was a Grammy-winning butt.
Like, as a dad, I don't want some creep taking a picture of my daughter's butt one day.
Oh,
I don't want some
gosh.
Creep taking a picture of my wife's
okay.
butt. I don't want, that's creepy.
You've never watched a twerking video?
Of course.
Okay, well,
okay, then, what's the difference?
That's somebody's daughter. That's somebody's girl.
Well, they're twerking for a camera.
I'm sorry, but you're watching it. That makes you pervy. Why would you watch that?
Because that's dance.
Isn't that disrespectful to all women that you look at that lustfully?
This is a secretly shot video. Those are girls that are twerking on camera for a music video. That's
different. What if they're just dancing, having a good time, and somebody's videoing it, and they don't know they're being videoed?
That's different. That's creepy.
That's different. Okay.
If you're taping somebody without their knowledge, that's creepy.
That's your level. It's taking a picture of a butt that's in your face. I'm not saying I approve of him doing it, but I'm just saying it's not worth.
No,
is
you
it
don't
worth
condemn
the marriage.
No, but they definitely should talk about
you
it.
You don't condemn a man for taking a picture of a butt.
I can't believe Big Al and I are on these.
Come on, give me some.
That's blowing my mind right now, Kelly.
Oh. Hesitancy.
Kelly and I are on the same page about a butt.
Yeah.
Oh yes.
Marriages are just too disposable.
Yeah. That's don't throw away the marriage. I'm with you on that, Kelly. Okay. I really am with you on that. But I do feel that she should have a reason.
It could be a one-time thing, and it does not necessarily make him a perv.
All he needs
JC.
Is a warning. Just give a man a warning. That does not require a ticket.
And you also have to have a discussion about boundaries. Oh, you know, is it okay for you to go through my phone? Why were you going through my phone in the first place, honey?
This is prime turning around on a homeboy. Prime.
Love letters.
I want to see that bit.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
Damn.
I'm a woman in her late 20s that was born and raised in the South. I was practically disowned by my family when I chose to go to college instead of getting married and start popping out little ankle biters. My last relationship ended a year and a half ago, and I've been happily single ever since. My friends are all getting married and having kids, and they, along with my family, are unnecessarily concerned about my romantic future. Let me be clear. I'm not hung up on my ex. I'm not getting over anything. I'm not afraid of falling for someone again. I've dated sparsely, but haven't found anyone that gives me that za-za-zoo feeling. Zaza Zoo. Never heard that. How do I politely tell them all to back off for the thousandth time without further damaging my relationships with them, Alex?
Smile and live your life. You don't need to defend yourself. It's one of those things where you just put up the wall and smile. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Mom. I know you say that because you love me and I appreciate it. Thank you, ma'am. And just go live your life.
Yeah, there you go.
You can't. What are you going to do? Just get, okay, I'm going to shut you all up. I'm going to go to the bar tonight. I'm going to find a man. Y'all get ready. You know, just live. All you can do is smile and live your life. Success and happiness will come to you. And in time, hopefully love.
There you go.
That's all you can do. Why do you have to defend your choices?
Right. And what was that word again, Al?
Zazazoom.
Zazazoom. Thank you. If you want to write a love letter to Kelly, we'll get back to it next week. Same time. Round. Go to KidNation.com, write us, and we'll try to solve all your problems, or at least most of them. Quick text we got from Anita. Back to the sneaking pictures.
Okay.
Anita wrote us and said, I've snuck pics of men's crotches, and I don't consider myself a perv.
She said men's. Multiple. Multiple crotches.
Now how many dudes are going to be walking around covering up?
Yeah.
I didn't know girls did that.
I've done it once. Some guy had on white skinny jeans that wouldn't have fit me.
I've done it.
But
well,
I knew him.
We saw a man one time who was so ridiculously his crotch area. It was ridiculous that I positioned myself when my friend took the picture of me kind of like,
Was it like clothes or like at a pool?
He was wearing jeans.
Jeans?
But does that make me a perv? Because we were like, oh my God, I've never seen anything like that in my life. Okay, so now, am I a perv?
Slight perv.
Yep, love expert and pervert.
Okay, there you go.
was it me?
No.
No, I'm sorry, buddy.
Dang.
I hate to bust your bubble on this, but he was actually white.
Whoa!
Yeah, he was a white man. I know.
What?
I know.
No, the white.
That's why we had to take a picture. No one would ever believe that.
The white has risen.
What? Okay. Quick and easy cash is coming up. Yeah, we need the music. Next try. And also, James Taylor from The Bachelorette got all bloodied up. Was it because of that Chad guy that everybody's hating? Caroline Craddock, our Bachelorette expert, will come in here and fill us in because we had a late night last night. So she needs to. We'll do that. Hopefully win you $1,000 and talk Bachelorette next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We'll have you call for quick and easy cash here in a minute. But we got Caroline Craddock in studio with us.
Yay. Good morning.
Our bachelorette expert.
You are.
Honestly, I'm a little peeved at the bachelorette this weekend.
Are you peeved?
Yeah. I'm just in a bad mood about it. I really am.
Was it Chad's fault?
Yes, because so they get us on the line for 4 hours.
Uh-huh.
That's 4 hours of my life that I cannot get back.
I agree with that.
And I get back last night from the Kids video screening from our trip.
Of course.
And the freaking show didn't record.
Oh, no. So what'd you have to do, Caroline?
It's 10 o'clock, and I'm like, okay, I have two choices, because I get the clip. So I'm like, I either stay up until midnight when it comes out, because it has to air on West Coast, or I get up at 3 in the morning and watch it.
So?
So I got up at 3 in the morning.
That's how you do it, Caroline. High five that.
But now I'm in a terrible mood because
was it worth it? I mean, because you want the payoff to be good, right?
No, it wasn't. I mean, Chad put me in. He's just being an idiot. He put me in a terrible mood. If we had a little bit more James Taylor, I would be in a great mood. But Chad's a freaking liability.
Let me put you in a good mood. Let me put you in a good mood right now, Caroline, because on the phone with us is your number one stunner.
Oh, no, and he just heard you ranting.
Oh, yeah. No, but he heard the good stuff.
Okay, good. He probably agrees.
It's not his fault.
On the line right now, the man who put it all out there on the football field.
Yeah, he did.
Got all bloodied up. Acted like a real man. What? He didn't want to go to the dang hospital and get stitches? Nah.
No.
Nah.
Stitches are for, you know. You know.
Witches.
For what? Yeah, you know.
Yeah, witches. Yeah,
that's right. James.
Snitches get stitches. Okay, whatever.
What's going on?
Hey, James Taylor.
What's up, James
Taylor? James, I need you to put me in a good mood because Chad really put me in a bad mood.
We can't start our Wednesday like that.
No, we can't. And I need some positivity from my number one.
Thank you.
So I didn't see it. Yeah. I didn't see the whole episode either. So we're still in California. We've got 20 guys left at the beginning of the show. Correct? Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yep.
About, yeah.
And JoJo's our bachelorette. And Chad's being a
really
jerk.
Really know it all.
And Chad's a jerk.
Wow, you painted a picture.
Wow.
Thanks,
yeah.
James.
Well,
they
left us hanging with that Evan guy saying it's him or, you know, it's Chad or me to make the decision. And then they left it until last night to see who she was going to eliminate.
But we're jumping ahead because, James, you've been featured quite a bit the last couple episodes.
Yes. Yeah, I have.
Did you know it was going to be like that for you? Did they give you a heads up that you're going to be, hey, the next couple episodes is going to be James and mostly Chad?
They'll shoot me a text sometimes and just tell me, hey, you're going to really like this episode. You know, keep your eyes peeled. Not that I wouldn't be watching no matter what. But no, I have no clue. I'm sitting on the edge of my seat, and every time I'm just hoping, I hope this looks good. I hope it goes like I thought it went, because I thought the whole thing was great. You know, the whole experience was just the best of my life. So.
Right.
If it looks anything like what really happened, I'm always the happy guy. So
okay.
Well, and you should have seen. I watched his Instagram followers just like skyrocket.
Of course.
Like, and I must give myself a little kudos on this because I spotted James on night one.
You did.
And
I
started tweeting and then I'm tooting my own horn. But after Monday Night Man. So many people were like, you called it. He's awesome. He's the best. So, like, I have very good judge of character.
Yeah, nice. you do, Caroline. I'll give you that. My wife, James, we were watching the first night on Monday, and my wife said, that James guy is probably going to make the best husband out of any of those guys.
Right.
She said that?
My wife said that about you, and then that's basically what Caroline's been saying all along since the first episode.
You know what's weird is that is such a... I mean, that's the most flattering thing you could say about a person, if you think about it. You know, that's the person you're going to spend the rest of your life with. So when you hear something like that, that's just like, wow, they barely even know me. And, you know, it's awesome. I mean, you know, even from the followers like you were talking about and people shooting messages or saying things on there like, oh, my gosh, marry me. It's like it makes you laugh, but because they don't even know me or all the dumb sides of me that my friends know. But also... Yeah, it's extremely flattering. So thank you guys.
But James, does it also make you a little bit miffed because you're like, I'm the same guy I was before I went on TV and I couldn't get a date.
Yeah.
And now every woman thinks I'm so hot and they want to get in my pants.
No,
I mean, is there a little bit of like resentment about that?
That's you know, that doesn't bother me. You know, there's a couple people individually that you know, that have reached back out who I was like, you know, pretty crazy about and kind of into and they just didn't really care, and now they kind of reach back out, and it's kind of like, okay, well, I see why now.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, as far as, you know, generally speaking, it makes me feel nothing but good, and and happy. I mean, it's cool to just see that, that people see you in the way that you hope you are.
Are you going to call those girls back, James, those girls that, that blew you off
well,
before?
No, I mean, I, you know, I'm possibly engaged, so I'm definitely not going to call them back.
Oh, James, you're so good.
He has to say that. He has to say that, Caroline.
My heart is in my stomach right now. That just I continued saw your face. To ruin my day.
Okay. But, James, you know.
I'm sorry. I was trying to bring your Wednesday up, my bad. Yeah, James. I shouldn't have mentioned it.
Come on.
Yeah, James, was it hard for you, though? Because, I mean, with guys are just, you know, have a notoriously difficult time opening up and talking about emotions. So when you, you know, were sitting on the car with JoJo that night, was it difficult for you to be so candid and open like that and know that you've never really been open like that and then you're being open like that for, like, yeah. I don't know, 15 million
yeah.
people?
Right.
I mean, yes. Are you happy yes. with being yeah. able to do that publicly?
It's hard. It's really, it is hard. And I mean, you know, you're a little nervous to tell JoJo that because I don't know, you kind of want to be the cool guy and not like, you know, everybody kind of likes that guy that plays it cool and doesn't right. open up so much. That mystery kind of gets everybody. So you kind of want to be like that. And at the end of the day, you just have to let it go and say, look, I came here to be myself and see if we have a connection. She's put herself on the line again, you know, for a second time after being heartbroken. So I just kind of felt like I owed it to her and I owed it to myself to just be me, tell her everything, insecurities to the good, you know, things that I am very secure about and good, bad, ugly. And so I did it. And it was a little nerve wracking. Also, of course, knowing that 15 million people are going to see it, but it got easier as time went on.
Right. We're talking to James Taylor, a.k.a. Caroline's front runner.
Well, where are you, James? I hear birds.
Yeah, where
chirping.
Are you? You got, where are you?
I'm outside. You know what? I'm walking on the street right outside Atlanta. So,
oh, whoa.
So positive. He's got yeah. birds
he's
chirping.
So
hey, what's it like, James? Because you finally got to kiss JoJo. What's it like when you're watching the episode and then you see her kiss another guy after she had like yeah. this amazing kiss with you? Is it? You're like, oh man.
Yeah, you know, it is a little bit, and you know, when you're there in the moment, you know that that's happening.
Yeah.
But you kind of choose to block it out and think about other things. And then obviously when it pops on TV right in front of your face, you know,
yeah.
short of just like turning around and being weird in front of whoever you're watching with, it's you kind of got to see it. So
oh, man.
It's strange. And, you know, it can happen in a matter of 10 seconds. But, I mean, there's been a lot of strange things. That I was just thinking before, you know, I got on the phone with you guys about how disappointed all my friends. You know, if you guys watched last night, I was obviously bleeding
yeah.
From the football game. But everyone thought it was because
Chad
punched
yeah.
him.
Yeah. I was so happy to see that wasn't the case.
Yeah, you should have seen people, like, even my own friends looked like they were, like, starving, and there was, like, a piece of meat in front of them, and their mouths were watering. That's how excited they were. They're like, did Chad hit you, bro? Did Chad? I'm like, why do you want Chad to have punched you? They wanted that. They were just people like, oh, Chad didn't hit you. That stinks.
I love how you kept it a secret from your friends, too. Hold on, James. We want to keep talking to you, but we got to do something real quick. Okay?
Yeah.
You could be on the phone with us while we do it. It's time to play Quick and Easy Cash, and then we'll get back to talking to James. If you want to be one of the two contestants and answer 10 questions to possibly win $1,000, give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We will take callers 17 and 18. To play Quick and Easy Cash.
Got it.
And now back to James.
James, can I ask a question, pulling back the curtain a little bit? Because we talk a lot about how filming works. And, you know, I just imagine that you guys, since you don't have access to cell phone, internet and stuff, we see things totally different after, you know, the post-production. But what's it like when you guys are sitting in the house on all those days? I mean, because you don't spend a lot of time with JoJo. When you guys are all these dudes sitting in a house together with no cell phones, I mean, is it really boring? Or, you know, are there fights? Is it fun? Do you make friends? What's that like on those days that we don't see?
You make friends. It is not boring. I'm telling you, I love all these guys. We have a really strong connection. It's something that it's for life, because, like, just the experience, you can't really explain it to anybody. Mm-hmm. So,
did you have a best friend in the house, James?
I do.
Who?
JoJo.
That's yeah, of course. That's JoJo.
Man. Good answer.
Hey, thanks for throwing me that lifeline. Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to take that.
All right.
But who's your guy best friend?
You know, man, that's so hard to say. I'm just going to go with my gut reaction, because there's three or four guys that come to mind. Loved them all. Three or four guys come to mind. But I'm going to have to go with Wells. Wells is my boy.
Wells seems really cool. Yeah.
And
that guy's solid.
And speaking, and Chad, were you guys really scared that he was going to do something? Was that, or is the TV, are the producers playing it up a little bit?
No, that was 100% real. 100% real. I mean, I wasn't too nervous particularly because I kind of just left Chad alone.
Yeah.
And, you know, tried to throw him a bone every now and then and be nice to the guy. I mean, it was sometimes I just left him alone, stayed out of the way. But, yeah, no, some people definitely were actually scared, so much so that they went and slept in other rooms.
Now, you didn't poke
like
the Chad bear.
I don't want to have my eyes closed in the same room as the Chad.
Right. I wouldn't.
Now, do you
that was their philosophy.
Right. Do you think, James, that he was being authentic, or do you think he was kind of playing it up a little bit, thinking that this is working for me, maybe it'll work into something for the future?
No, you could just tell there was, I mean, from the moment he woke up, it was just something I couldn't connect with. And, like, that's, I mean, I have plenty of terrible things about myself, but I feel like if I have one good thing, I can kind of connect with people and, you know, on some level about something and have a commonality and get along. And it was just, man, I just never really got there at
all. Okay. One last question, James. Who in the house do you think could possibly win a fight against Chad?
Who could win a fight against
him? Yeah, if somebody were to take him on, because he wants to get physical every single episode,
so
who do you think, who would you guys send in there?
I never woke up with Superman, but they would have taken something like that. I mean, it was, he's a big dude. But you know what? No, I actually would go with, I'd go with Alex.
Yeah.
I think Alex could take him.
The short guy, the scrappy, the Marine.
Alex is a baby.
He's a Marine.
He's a Marine, but that guy has this confidence in him that is just unparalleled. Just the way he would look at Chad. When he pointed at him on the couch, he goes, "You're going home today." You know, before he called him after that, the Dragon Slayer. So he just wanted to take Chad down the whole time, and it just went picture perfect. But so many things did. You know, my one-on-one date last week was literally, you know, the best day of my whole life. How that surprise when I came outside, I had no idea that music was coming, and it was just a million things about the whole thing that were unreal. That you can't really explain, but I mean, just from seeing somebody like Chad and living with someone like that to how great JoJo was, just the whole experience.
Oh, man.
Can't stop smiling.
Best day of his life.
James Taylor, thank you so much for joining us again. Maybe we could have you back next week and see how you do, because I know you still got to keep it a secret and you can't let us know the secrets, but
he may possibly
we're cheering
engaged,
for you. Not as much on Caroline's side because she wants you to be available soon. Yeah. But we are cheering for you, man. You're a super awesome guy, and you're coming off as a nice guy.
You're awesome. And, guys, I'll take y'all's cheers, though, for, you know, for making it. But thank you guys so much for having me. It really is a pleasure talking to you.
Thanks, James.
Our
thank
pleasure.
You, James.
Thanks, James.
James Taylor, every time we talk to him.
So
James
sweet.
Taylor from The Bachelorette.
Just, you like him even more
he
every time.
He put me in a better mood. I'm in a better mood already.
See, Caroline?
Good.
You want to stay in here and get in a better mood by giving somebody some money?
I do want to give away some money.
All right,
do it.
Cool.
All right, we're going to play Quick and Easy Cash. Do you know the rules, Caroline?
Mm-hmm.
You do?
Well, now you will. Just follow along.
All right, we got our first contestant on the line. Say hello to Shane Gibbs, everybody.
Shane.
Hey, how y'all doing?
What up, Shane?
Tell us about you, Shane. Shanester?
Well, 32 years old, married. Got a couple kids, work for the state, do lawn maintenance and stuff like that.
Oh, shout out.
Trying to stay busy, man.
Hey, how do you keep the line straight when you're doing the weed whack?
It's going to take too long.
I'm just kidding.
Take too long.
I'm kidding, Shane. I'm kidding. All right, Shane.
I'm trying, Shane.
It's tough, man. But, Shane, here are the rules to the game. Kelly Raspberry is going to ask you a series of questions. Each time you get a question right, you get to continue, and you get $100. There are 10 questions. You get them all right, you get $1,000. You get one wrong, you win as many as you answered.
Yeah,
so if you answer two, you get 200. You answer five, you get 500, and so on. Okay?
You only have 5 seconds to answer each question.
Yep, that's it.
Okay.
And this is the one that stumped everybody yesterday.
Were you listening yesterday, Shane?
Yes, I was.
Perfect.
All right. Well, then hopefully you did the right thing.
Starting now.
Google it.
All right, question number one. E.L. James wrote a famous book series now being turned into movies.
Is it 50 Shades of Grey?
It is. That's $100 for you. Question
right.
two.
Look at a guy getting that right.
Question two. Which cast member from the Kid Craddock Morning Show owns a bar or two?
That's Big L.
That's $200. Okay. Prince William and Kate Middleton welcomed their second child this year. It was a baby girl, and they named her what?
Oh.
Yeah, you don't.
That's time.
Oh, yeah. Man. You know what, Shane? That's tough.
You didn't have a chance in that.
Royal Family Watchers would have gotten it. See, I'm Alex Trebek here being superior. Yeah.
Thanks, Kelly.
Because I have the answer.
I had to really think about that one.
How much money is that for the
$200.
$200, Shane.
Isn't it like a state name or something like that?
Well, we
like,
can't say right now.
Yeah, don't help out the following.
I can't say. You're right. I'm sorry.
You got $200, though, buddy.
But you're on the right track. Let me just tell you, you're on the right track with that line of thinking. But
really?
Not quite a state.
Hey, well, Shane, it was a pleasure talking to you, man. Enjoy your $200, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks, buddy.
Cut them straight.
Quick and easy, $200.
All right, we got her.
Is that good lawn talk, Al? Cut them straight?
Yeah, that was, JC. Now, we're going to the bench now, right?
Yeah, we got to go to the second contestant.
All right, second string.
Let's meet Vanessa Kluz.
Kluz?
Kluz?
Clues.
Okay.
Tell us about you, Vanessa Kluz.
I am a mom to two boys. We're actually expecting our third baby here in like 3 weeks.
Congrats.
Oh, wow. Ready to pop.
Yep. Ready to pop.
Okay. So you could use some money. Well, you could win up to $800 because Shane answered two questions, which means Kelly has eight left to ask you.
And you know what? She's probably been considering a lot of baby names. So perhaps this will be easy for her. We hope so.
Good call.
Your first question. Prince William and Kate Middleton welcomed their second child this year, a baby girl, and they named her what?
Charlotte.
That is correct.
$100.
Charlotte. Big Al Mack has a man crush on which country music star?
Blake Shelton.
That's correct. $200. What search engine is known for changing up its logo with doodles featuring holidays and special events?
Google.
That is correct. Woo! $300. What is Kelly Raspberry's daughter's name?
Emma Kelly.
That's correct.
Wow.
Nice.
Looking good.
What TV series has had spinoffs that include Criminal Intent and Special Victims Unit?
Law and Order.
That is correct.
Yay!
$500. Who on the Kid Craddock Morning Show idolizes Eminem?
JC.
That is correct. $600.
I'm wearing my mom's spaghetti shirt that Kelly got me.
Two questions left. Who on the show has a mother named Candy? Answer.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes. Afraid not.
But you know what? You are the biggest winner so far in Quick and Easy Cash with $600.
$600.
Good job, girl. Good job. What are you going to do with 600? Where are you? Where are you where
that's
you
a
know?
Lot of diapers.
Yeah.
Baby
my
stuff.
Formula. I never thinks I would get through. Like, I'm so excited I could cry.
Oh, aww, and you did a great job. Just, very calm and collected.
You're just emotional because you're pregnant.
Oh, well, congratulations on the baby, Vanessa, and your $600. Enjoy the money, okay?
Thank you so much.
And since your husband didn't think you'd get through, you go ahead and keep all of it.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Nanny, boo, boo.
Yeah. All right. Hold on for us. We'll get you all set up. That's quick and easy cash right there, Caroline Craddock.
Nice.
Did you have fun?
Every day. The mood keeps escalating up in here.
The what?
Her mind's getting better.
Yeah.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We were hoping to be trying some of the Starbucks secret menu items right now.
But
we sent Justin.
Oh my God!
Justin gets lost going into his own kitchen.
He's been gone about an
hour. Well, when you're going to get nothing but items off the secret menu,
yeah,
I'd imagine it takes a lot longer because it's not stuff they're used to making like boom, 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 boom.
Plus, it's prime time at Starbucks.
It is prime time. Yeah.
He's probably the worst customer.
What are you doing, Kelly?
Mosquito.
That's a life.
It's a mosquito.
A life.
That Zika flying around in here.
Yeah. Did you kill it?
I don't know. It went.
I hate when you get one and they have blood.
That's what they do.
I know, but it's like I want to get one that doesn't have the blood in it. If I'm gonna get them with my hands, I'll do that. Last night we had our kids movie premiere, so we missed what was happening on TV.
Well, some of us missed the kids movie premiere.
Yes, we did.
Not me.
I missed 3 appointments yesterday.
What's going on with
three.
You?
And you were late to work the other day.
I was, yeah, I don't know,
getting up,
man,
at 1 a.m. I don't know, man. Sleeping weird hours, not sleeping. And
yeah.
Then...
And correct me if I'm wrong, Big Al. Did you not oversleep for last year's video as well?
Yep.
I did.
Yeah, you
really
did.
Really late.
You shut up at the end of it.
Oh, I'm
sorry. The video's only about 45 minutes
I woke
long.
Up and it was one of those. I was like,
Yeah.
But for the third time yesterday. Yesterday, I missed three. I've never missed three appointments in one day, but I missed three appointments yesterday. And I have no excuse. Just got tied up with one thing, missed this one, that dominoed into missing that one. Going to take a 30-minute nap, slept for an hour and a half.
We're not mad, Al.
I was mad.
We're disappointed.
Yeah, I interviewed some of the kids that were looking forward to seeing you. Yeah, and Memphis. Yeah. Memphis said, I said, how do you feel that Al missed today? And Memphis said, I don't care.
It's a defense mechanism.
Yeah.
Because you know he did.
Well, I'm sorry, kiddos. Yeah. I'm sorry, y'all.
It's okay.
I missed. I did.
Yeah.
How was
good
it?
Good movie.
It was a great movie, Al.
Yeah.
It's great because, you know, when we're on the trip, we have video crews with us that we film everything, the rides and hanging out with the families and interviews with the parents and what the trip means to them. And so every kid gets featured in the video. It's really exciting to watch everything back. And then all the families get to take the video home, so they have that memory.
And you get to see them again. It was a good time. We had a good time.
Cool.
Got some food and everything. But while we were watching the kids movie from this past year, America's Got Talent was taking place.
Okay. And I got it DVR'd.
Oh, Kelly.
Oh, that's right.
I couldn't. Yeah, we got home and had to go to bed. It was so late.
I'm going to play you a couple highlights from last night, and then you can watch the rest of the
It just started, acts. Right?
Yeah.
This is like the second week.
Second episode, I believe. And Simon Cowell's back and everything, and... They had this 82-year-old guy named John Hetlinger. He tried out, and he sang Bodies by Drowning Pool. Do you remember the song?
Let the Bodies Hit the Floor.
The Bodies
Hit
the Floor.
Oh, my gosh.
That one. Let the Bodies Hit the Floor. I love this song.
Let the Bodies Hit the Floor. Let the Bodies Hit the Floor.
So if you really want to get crazy and lift some crazy weights, that's your song.
Yeah, it is good workout music.
So he's 82 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
And this is the song he decided to try out with. Here is John Hetlinger.
Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor.
Real quick, he's wearing a Toucan Sam shirt, like a button-up shirt and everything, with like some dad pants and old guy shoes, and he's singing this song.
Yes. That is awesome.
That is.
I don't like that heavy metal, but I love that.
I love
it. You heard the band reached out to him?
Really?
They did?
I saw it on the. I didn't see the show.
That's it. Anyone did. And I actually got a little bit scared.
Yeah. I would too.
Is there like a mosh pit where you work?
No, there's a lot of beer.
Okay.
a lot of beer.
We're going to have to vote. Yes.
Thank you.
Mel B.
Yes.
Wow.
Heidi.
For me, it's a no. I'm sorry.
Heidi.
Germany. I have to do the right thing, John. I have to agree with Howie and Mel. Three yeses.
So he made it through. And you're saying the band hit him up, Kelly?
Yeah, 82-year-old John Hetlinger. I was Googling it real quick while you were playing that. Got an offer he can't refuse to go on stage with the wildly popular metal group Drowning Pool for an encore performance of Bodies.
Oh, wow.
The goal is to get John to Chicago for the open-air festival in July. C.J. Pierce, who is now the guitarist for Drowning Pool, says they'll cover John's travel and beer expenses and whatever else it takes.
82 years old, and he sounds that good.
That's great.
But it's in July? They didn't have anything sooner?
Well, that's the open air festival. You have to do it now.
That's what I'm saying. Anything sooner is 82.
Well, I mean, come on.
Ow. He looks like he's perfectly fine.
He got a
month. What is wrong with Heidi? She does that crap sometimes.
She doesn't get American entertainment,
it's
I don't think.
It's so shocking sometimes because she'll love some things. I'm like, really?
Like and then comedians.
No, I'm sorry. I don't know.
She never gets comedians. Every time there's a comedian, she doesn't get it.
To maybe, if there's a way to Google the top German comedian and see if we think he's funny.
David Hasselhoff. Mm-hmm. I believe that's the one.
To see if we would get their sense of humor, because right? She doesn't get ours, apparently.
And then they have the golden buzzer. That's the one that automatically sends them through. I think every judge has one.
Everyone gets one, and Mel B used hers first last week. The kid that sings opera.
One per season, right?
Yeah.
Every judge gets one per season, which it takes you out of the preliminary. You automatically go to the finals.
Boom. Okay. So Howie used his last night on another kid, a 12-year-old named Grace Vanderwall, who was doing this.
I don't play by the rules of the game, so you say I'm just trying to
original, but people not knowing your name is so right and so wrong, because I think the world is going to know your name.
Yeah.
I think right now they're going to know your name because you are going right now.
Yeah!
Howie Golden Buzzer, how's it feel?
I feel like this, I'm kind of just daydreaming. I'm getting ready to wake up.
Well, this is going to be a long dream because you're going.
Very cute.
Those are the ones that should get the golden ticket.
How old did you say she was? 8?
She was 12 years old.
Oh, 12. Well, either way. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I mean, those are the ones that should get the golden ticket.
Absolutely.
You get an opera singer every single year that blows you away, but that originality like that from a 12-year-old?
Yeah, she'll get a record deal.
We got this message from Kid Nation, a member that watched America's Got Talent yesterday. The 82-year-old man, John, aerospace engineer and Navy pilot.
Whoa.
That's why it was pretty shocking that he did a little drowning pool for us.
Awesome.
I bet he was really cool when he was,
guarantee you.
20, 30.
I hope I'm able to move around and sing like that. Still sing karaoke like that when I'm 82 years old.
Oh, you will, Al. You will.
Al's going to sleep through it.
He's going to miss a
good buy me a hip.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We gave away $800 today. Shane won $200. Vanessa came in second and won $600 with quick and easy cash. We're still looking for our first $1,000 winner, hopefully tomorrow. We'll tell you details on Friday on how you can definitely win $1,000.
We're about to win.
For sure. Right, we're about to win right now because Justin finally made it back. All right, let's turn on your mic. There you go.
Really?
There you go. Hey. What took you so long, Justin? You were gone for roughly 2 hours.
Oh, what took me so long? Sending me out there before 9 o'clock a.m. and ordering 20 drinks from the secret menu from Starbucks.
Yeah. Is that what you were doing?
Every day, probably have to think.
Yeah, not every day.
Yeah, it's not just coffees.
Yeah, and then you've got people who shop, who go to Starbucks on a regular basis.
Oh, they were mad at
and,
you.
Yeah, they were arms crossed.
Oh my God, I would hate being in line behind you.
And I turn around with my little cell phone and I like turn over my shoulder and I go, I'm so sorry.
if Justin ruined your day, we are so sorry.
If
you were at the Starbucks he was at.
Half glass full.
Yes.
There we go. But it's funny because they don't know the secret menu. They don't know. So they are asking.
It's a secret.
So we had to go down and list every single ingredient that was
you
in
do.
The drinks.
Yeah, if you go order, you got to take what's in it.
For example, you just have to order, like, what's one of the drinks you buy?
Oh, my gosh. There's 20 in front of me, and I'm just putting my straw. This is Teddy Graham.
Teddy Graham.
No way. Let me try that.
Oh, my gosh.
Let me get those
This one's called the Teddy Graham?
Teddy Graham.
Okay. So
it's a Teddy Graham Frappuccino.
So if you go into a Starbucks and say, I want the Teddy Graham
Oh,
Frappuccino.
Oh, my goodness.
They,
you guys, it's really good.
They all know how to make it, or you have to pull up the recipe
you
online?
You have to pull up the recipe. But
they can do it.
They can do it, yeah. So they can put any ingredients in that you want.
I'm telling you, I haven't tried this one yet.
Okay, try that one. That is delicious.
But I tried the Captain Crunch.
That was not the manliest thing I said.
Just like Crunch Berries.
Well, really? try the Teddy Graham.
That tastes just like Teddy Graham.
The Crunch Berries taste like Crunch Berries.
Tastes just like
him. Isn't that crazy?
Like
okay, so what's in
I'm going to say, I never share straws with people, and I don't care. I'm sharing everybody's straw.
Yeah, that's fine. Let's just pass it around. Okay, Snickerdoodle.
Snickerdoodle, that one.
Which I thought tasted a lot like the Teddy Grahams.
Oh.
We're trying out the secret menu from Starbucks.
Teddy Bear Graham. Teddy
chocolate
Graham.
Cream. That's what we just tried. Frappe is pretty good.
Wait, did Big Al, did you want to try it?
My favorite, y'all, that I have tried out of all of them. We tried the pink drink, and I thought that was fine. It just tasted like strawberry. My favorite is the cake batter.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, there is. Oh, yes. We I would love the cake that. Batter.
The most popular drink right now is by far the pink drink, right? In the secret really menu. Good. That's what I keep seeing everybody post.
That was fresh. I think that pink drink would be cute for like it's a girl baby shower.
Baby shower?
Yeah, they could give this to Jenna, the cake batter.
Pass out.
The pink drink, if you haven't tried it and you're thinking about it, it tastes like a pink straw strawberry Starburst.
Yeah, it's real sweet.
Oh, that one's good.
I
want to
try cake batter.
Cake batter this is my favorite.
Fruity Pebbles is pretty good.
Cake batter tastes like a protein shake.
Oh, this one's liquid cocaine.
What?
Liquid.
Is it really called that?
I know. I couldn't read what it said, so I asked him. I couldn't read the handwriting. Liquid cocaine.
What's in liquid
sure
cocaine?
Sure, gotta be just a lot of coffee.
And that one, it is. It's 4 shots of espresso and 4 shots of white mocha.
No, it tastes like 8 shots of espresso.
Oh, really?
No, I don't want
that. JC, you're gonna... I didn't even know you could order that one.
I don't want that.
Oh, man, that's
so
strong.
My favorite's going to be the cake batter. That's just, I'm going to go on record and say that.
Oh, and there's hot drinks, too. Oh, butter toffee. I'm not butter toffee. Butter beer.
Woo, woo, woo.
Butter beer.
Butter beer.
Woo, woo, woo.
I don't want that one.
Yeah, that's
just
that's
strong roughly
right
how
there.
Long did it take you to make
it
these orders?
It took a whole hour.
Just to, and did people walk out while you were in there?
Yeah,
I'm sure.
Some people just threw their money and just left, but didn't even get anything.
Here's butter beer.
That's a gift giving
beer
up right there. Leave your money behind. Don't even take a coffee.
But then we did have after I was like, should we let them go? Because I still had like 15 more drinks to order. And she goes, nah, it's fine. So she the people who come into the Starbucks, like they're regulars. So she knows exactly what they want and how they want it. So she goes, I got you, baby. It's on me today. It's on me today.
Oh, that's nice.
So what,
that's nice.
So what she would do for them. Did y'all have that ring?
Yeah, what was that?
I don't know.
Al. It has to be Al. It's always
Al. It sounds like Al.
It wasn't me. All right.
But anyway, so she gave out free drinks to the people who were waiting out behind us. So that was really nice, too. And so we're like, oh, that's awesome. And then we're like, wait, could we get a picture with you? And so we took a picture with her. But there's still people waiting in line to get our drink. She goes, hold on, we're about to be on TV. So she's like fixing her apron and like she's getting the other barista ready. And they take a picture next to all.
Now, what's
drinks.
This warm one I tasted?
Butter beer.
Butter beer. That was delicious.
It tastes a little bit like pumpkin spice.
And this is the Captain Crunch?
It does. This taste,
tastes
it
like crunch berries.
Tastes just like the cereal.
This is Kelly's jam. Oh, it does.
Just
it does.
Like it.
It
how do
like
they
it.
Do this?
I don't know.
So my favorites are the Captain Crunch and the cake batter.
And Captain Crunch is supposed to be the most popular secret menu item.
Oh,
there
Captain
you go.
Crunch one is.
Captain Crunch is.
Isn't that good?
It's really
just
good.
Like crunch berries.
They're all really good except for the liquid cocaine.
Yeah, liquid cocaine.
You have to really like espresso.
That's how you know this is not paid for.
Now, Justin, how much did you spend for all these Starbucks drinks from the secret menu?
$97.
Good Lord.
Oh, no.
How much did you tip?
I tipped them $20. Is that okay?
Did you?
Well, I took it from my own pocket, yeah.
Oh,
$20.
That's good.
Really? Yeah, they were really sweet. They were really nice, and they had like great attitudes. Well, at first, when we're like, we have 20 orders, they roll their eyes and they're like, oh.
And you're like, it
and
gets
then,
worse.
And yeah. Well, and then Nithya, the intern, she goes, but it's for the Kidcratic Morning Show. And they go,
It's the Kidcratic Morning Show.